talking to the Rolex. Wearing diamond rings, wearing kiss stealing. Woo, wheel and do it. Living in life, jet flying, son of a gun. And I've got a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
They call me Horror. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because those don't get them.
So-and-so.
Thank you very much, Stanley Mack. My name is Eastside Dave. Yes, sir. I am the father component in the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. Some people believe I'm the heel of the program. I beg to differ. I see nothing wrong with me. Anyway, with me is my son, who they consider the baby face of the show. His name is Stanley Mack. Say hello, son.
Hello. And you know, Dad, I was hoping maybe if we could get into maybe IWF facility.
Okay. IWF. Listen, we got a big show today. And we're going to be looking at WWE. Obviously, it's Backlash. I don't really want to call it WrestleMania Backlash. I'm sorry.
It's what I'm calling it.
And WWE fails to ever have learned one very simple lesson. Less is more. Don't just take every single thing that you have that works, that's successful, and water it down. Like calling a pay-per-view WrestleMania Backlash. Okay? Stop it. I'm not going to be calling it WrestleMania Backlash. No, thank you. It's going to be called Backlash. Now, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be looking at AEW. A little AEW Double or Nothing preview as well, and just some AEW coverage. And then Stanley Mack says he wants to talk IWF, that's the Independent Wrestling Federation, in which me, yours truly, Eastside Dave, competed against WWE Hall of Famer and wrestling legend Mr. USA Tony Atlas in a bodybuilding pose down. What do you want to cover first? Should we go right into the IWF?
Yeah, let's go into IWF.
Well, yours truly, Eastside Dave, had to compete against WWE Hall of Famer and wrestling legend Mr. USA Tony Atlas in a bodybuilding pose down. Didn't I just say that 3 seconds ago? Deja vu, baby. Anyway, the point is, while Tony was posing, okay, and you can see the footage, and I mean, you can see the entire match on YouTube. At Eastside Dave TV, youtube.com/EastsideDaveTV, and you can see the whole match there. And what you would see from the video evidence is that simply when Tony Atlas was going for his fourth pose, like, you know, well, it was the first round, but we do it on all four sides of the ring. And when he was on side number four, his back was turned to me. I thought I saw something on Tony's shoulder, some dust or something. I went to hit it off to clean his shoulder. I accidentally fell. I slipped. Okay, I slipped, and then I accidentally fell into Tony Atlas's back. Next thing I know, I'm getting the boots put to me. Me and my personal trainer, Vin Digi. So I gotta give a big shout out to Vinny. Thank you, Vinny, for getting me in some of the greatest shape I've ever been in my entire life. You slip and you fall into the back of a wrestling icon. Everyone accuses you of doing it on purpose, hitting the man when his back was turned to me. I wasn't hitting anybody. It's an innocent fall, a trip, if you will. And then when he was in the corner, I slipped some more with kicks and boots to his stomach and face. And then Vin Digi slipped with his arms around him when I said, Vin Digi, make sure you slip and hold him there. And then I slipped and I said, okay, hold him, slip and hold him while I go to slip and punch him in the slipping head. I said, slip and fly, hold him, Vinny. And then I'm going to slip and fall and punch him right in the slip head. And then when I went to slip and punch him in the slip head, he slipped out of the way. Next thing you know, I'm slipping and punching Vin Dizzy. And then Tony Atlas is slipping and kicking me in the head.
Everyone's slipping.
I don't know what the deal is. Obviously, the ring was very slippery. And maybe the fingers shouldn't be pointed at me. Eastside Dave, maybe the fingers should be pointed at IWF and the ring. Obviously, too slippery. And so that's my two cents. It was like working on the ice capades out there, Stanley Mack. I'm a professional. I can't be on ground. I'm flying up and down. It's like Home Alone, for crying out loud. I felt like one of the Wet Bandits. Slipping and falling and, next thing you know, there's going to be paint cans flying out my head and stuff like this. No. So that's the IWF coverage. If you want to see the match, Eastside Dave TV on YouTube. I mean, what's your two cents? You were there.
I could see it, obviously. He was just slipping.
I was slipping.
A lot of slipping happened.
There was a lot of slippage. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get into a little WWE right now. Yeah. Okay.
Would that be first?
Well, what do you think?
I think since it's a longer event for now, I think maybe we should do AEW.
All right. AEW. Give us your take on what you're enjoying about AEW. Lots of things are going on. You have CM Punk now officially going after Hangman Adam Page in the AEW World Championship. You have the Wardlow and MJF rivalry, which is getting people to talk. You have the Chris Jericho and the Jericho Appreciation Society. And we just interviewed Chris Jericho, by the way. So you want to be checking out that very exclusive interview that the Eastside Dave & Son Wrestling Show conducted with Chris Jericho. We did that at the Stone Pony backstage when he was there for Judas. What's going on, Stanley?
You have Danhausen.
Danhausen and Hook. You have Jade Cargill. You have Thunder Rosa as your women's world champion. Stanley, who do you like? What status of AEW? What's got you talking
AEW
right now?
AEW is an A right now.
It's an A. Okay. A. And what are the things that you're interested in, Stanley Mack?
The things I'm interested in, obviously the Punk and, the Punk, the Punk Hangman Page, the MJF Wardlow.
What's your take on the MJF Wardlow? What are you thinking about that?
It's good. He has no music.
You like the way MJF has treated him?
Yeah. He's still under contract, so there's nothing Wardlow can do about it.
I know. I hear you.
There's nothing he can do.
Nothing Wardlow can do. He's got to go out there with the no music, being handcuffed by security. It's a shame. MJF is very rude to certain people. Anything else? Double or Nothing, Punk, Hangman Page. Do you think CM Punk is going to defeat Hangman Adam Page at AEW Double or Nothing? I mean, this is one that I think is really 50-50.
I do too. I feel like for now, you do. I think Punk's going to win, and it seems like to me, by this time, if we were to do a sell on this, we might be saying this as by the time that Hangman Page is a heel. By this time, there's a possibility.
Possibility. He was coming across a little heelish to me on this past week's Dynamite. I agree with you, just a little bit. We'll see. Maybe the idea is Hangman Page is going to be joining that, the elite, this new elite with Adam Cole and the Young Bucks and Red Dragon. So maybe that's the deal there.
Well, no, it's the Undisputed Elite.
The Undisputed Elite. So that's the possibility there. All right. Now, you brought up Hook and Danhausen. What do you think about that?
Where do I start?
What?
Where do I start? So, Danhausen gave him a bag of chips.
He gave him a bag of chips on this past week's Rampage.
That's always nice.
It's considerate. Hook is very hungry, and his food of preference in choice is chips. Loves chips. You know
like
why?
Me.
You're a big chips guy, too. Because you're all that in a bag of chips. You see? Now listen, I've got an idea. Did I mention this? Even if I mentioned it last episode, we're doing so many episodes of so many shows right now, I'm losing track of my mind. My sanity. Anyway, one of the things that I noticed is people are talking about how can AEW maybe improve the Rampage experience. Hear me out. I've got the winning idea. Tony Khan, this is why you should probably be thinking of employing me, because I'm an idea man and I know exactly what I'm doing. And here's another genius idea for free. Tony Khan needs to take the Friday show, Rampage, and specifically turn that into a live 2-hour Ring of Honor episode. In other words, from now on, Dynamite's on Wednesdays, Ring of Honor on Fridays, live 2 hours long. Now, hold on. He can save face with the Rampage brand by calling those four, you know, Turner Broadcasting gave AEW 4 Saturday specials, okay? 4 Saturday specials, right? And what they can do is call those 4 Saturday specials Rampages. So you keep the Rampage branding, and then 4 times a year, oh, it's a Rampage, you know? And that's the big special bonus Saturday show. Meanwhile, you've got Ring of Honor on 2 hours. It's live, and it's a totally new, unique league. And you've bought Ring of Honor. What's the point of buying it and making this big announcement if we don't show it? Because honestly, I'm not necessarily someone who's going to be tuning into Ring of Honor if it's not on TV. So put Ring of Honor on Fridays, make it live, save face with the Rampage branding by calling your 4 annual, a quarter annual pay-per-view or specials, television specials, call those Rampages. Boom! What do you think about that idea?
That's a great idea.
Thank you! Now, Tony Khan, did you hear? How old are you, kid?
I am actually 12, but...
When are you going to be 13?
I'm going to be 13 in a week.
He's going to be 13 in a week. Point is, the person sitting to my left, Tony, is a good demographic to have. That's a 13-year-old boy right there. And what did you think about that number one world-class Ichiban of an idea? Go ahead.
Number one.
Boom. That's what he thought. The idea was number one, Tony. So listen, Tony. Go with my idea, the Dave Man's idea. Okay? You need any more help? Need any more ideas? Give me a call. I'm right here.
We can give you a call anytime.
I'm an idea man, Tone.
Tone.
would you say I'm an idea man?
Yeah, I just love the fact that you're calling him Tone.
Tone, this is who I am. You've heard the Stanley Mac quotient in this show refer to me as an idea man. I got an idea right now. You know what the idea is? I'm going to put you in a headlock. Sleeper hold. Noogies. Got him. How do you like that, Tony? I just attacked him. I'm the heel. He never saw it coming, Tone. That's the type of idea that I got for you. A twist. No one saw that coming. Okay? Now Stanley Mack has his hand raised. What do you... Oh! Stanley Mack delivers a brutal right hand to the Dave Man. Okay. Apologies, Stanley.
The jaw's a little bit... Now the jaw's a little bit sore, Tone. So if you're going to call me, Tone, just give me a week or so. My jaw's got to heal. Tone.
All right, Mac.
Your jaw's good now.
So that's my AEW thing. And by the way, I am in agreement with you. I'm enjoying AEW quite a bit. I would make that change. I think that it can maximize Ring of Honor. I think it keeps Dynamite as a great show on Wednesdays. And then I think you can keep the Rampage brand alive by just calling it. And what you do is you call it, you know, Rampage calling, you know, Night of Champions, Rampage, colon, you know, Battle at the Beach, whatever. But in other words, the Rampage brand can live under the name of those four specials per year. Okay? I think it's a good idea.
Isn't that like, didn't they just have one?
I don't know. Listen, Hangman Adam Page, so let's real quickly, Double or Nothing, Hangman Adam Page versus CM Punk. Do you think CM Punk is going to win? Or
yes,
do you...
Punk wins.
Wow! And how about Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb for the AEW Women's World Champion at Double or Nothing? Who do you think is going
to
win?
That's actually, to me, a tougher match, I think, than the Punk one. I think that's going to be two new champs, so Serena Deeb wins it.
Wow! All right, I'm going with CM Punk. I'm agreeing with you. I think he is going to win, but I disagree with you on the Serena Deeb Thunder Rosa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's a match. I think Thunder Rosa retains, defeats Serena Deeb, and stays your AEW Women's World Champion. So there you have it. Now let's head over to WWE. So look at us. We're on fire, Daddy. When we say this is the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show, that's exactly what it is, boss. We just did IWF, AEW, and now here we go for wrestling company number three. It's WWE tonight. Backlash. Stanley Mack. Let's get through some of these matches. A straight up singles match between AJ Styles and Edge. Damian Priest is banned from ringside. Edge has a very spooky new faction, new group between him and Damian Priest. Rumors are Rhea Ripley may be joining. What do you think, Stanley?
If Rhea Ripley joins, that would be insane. But by the way, Edge finally cut a great promo with no lights off on Raw.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Edge's non-gimmicked up promo the other night on SmackDown was a winner. No silly lights, yeah. No nothing. Just put Edge out there and let him yell at the crowd. Yeah. And that worked.
Yeah, that promo on Raw was... That was an awesome promo.
It was.
Awesome.
It was a good job by Edge. Who do you like, AJ or Edge? Let's go.
AJ or Edge, let's go. I like... It's tough. I like Edge.
I agree with you, but I have a more nuanced prediction. Edge defeats AJ Styles, and in a shocker, AJ turns heel and joins the new Edge faction. The Ministry of Edgeness is what I'm calling it. The Ministry of Edgeness.
No, it's actually called...
That's their new thing.
The Ministry of
Edgeness. The Ministry of Edgeness. And so I believe that
another winning idea.
AJ will lose tonight, but then will be joining Edge and Damian Priest in a very scary group. Next one. Let's go with another regular singles match as Happy Corbin takes on Madcap Moss. Straight up singles match here. What is so funny?
The match.
The match?
Happy Corbin and Madcap.
It's a lot of joy, a lot of laughter. Yeah, you're dealing with happiness and hijinks and madcapness. Who do you like, Stanley?
It's going to be Madcap Moss wins and then wins.
What? Say
it again. Madcap Moss wins. Madcap Moss wins.
Madcap Moss is who you're going with. I go the opposite. Happy Corbin. We'll just dominate Madcap Moss tonight. As this rivalry becomes better than Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat, this is becoming one of the great rivalries in wrestling history. Forget about Hogan versus Piper. Happy Corbin versus Madcap Moss is the rivalry people we're going to be talking about for decades to come. Happy Corbin wins this one. Next one, Bobby Lashley versus Omos. Singles match, Omos with MVP by his side. Who do you like, Stan? Bobby Lashley beat Omos at WrestleMania, has defeated Omos at an arm wrestling competition as well. Go ahead.
And also, yeah, it looks like Lashley has almost his number.
Yeah.
So far, but Ember with MVP in Lashley's corner, in Omos's corner, would that be the difference No, Lashley beats Omos again.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my lord, if Lashley beats Omos again, Omos needs to retire. Because he can't beat Bobby Lashley. No, I have to go opposite you on this one. I'm going with Omos on this one. This is the match for him to actually win for a change. He has to win this match.
And he hasn't been winning.
No, he has to win.
Well, actually, he's been winning every match.
Next one.
And next one.
Charlotte Flair. Oh. Your women's SmackDown champion versus Ronda Rousey in an I Quit match for the championship. Stanley, what do you like?
It's tough to image one of these superstars, Charlotte or Ronda, saying the words, I quit.
It
but
is.
It's going to happen, and it will be Charlotte Flair saying, I quit.
Whoa.
Ronda Rousey is your new champ.
I can't see that happen. Wow. Now we're disagreeing all the time, because I don't think Charlotte's losing this match. I just don't see it. I'm sorry.
But it's you cannot have...
I said I'm sorry, didn't I? I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
Charlotte Flair wins this match, retains the women's championship.
You cannot want to say I'm quit.
Next one.
Right now.
Cody Rhodes versus Seth freaking Rollins.
Yes, sir. Actually, hold on. Before you get to this match, okay?
Yes, sir.
Actually, I'll say something. Ronda needs steam. I don't think she's having that much steam to her yet since he's returned.
I agree with you on that one. I think they need to... What's the deal with Charlotte and Ronda both beating up Drew Gulak the other night? I thought Charlotte... First of all, why is Charlotte beating up Drew Gulak all the time? I'm not exactly sure what's happening. But then the other night, at the contract signing... Ronda decided to jump in and beat up Drew Gulak. So Ronda's the bully now? I was a little confused by that. Poor Drew Gulak.
Maybe he's just going to be released soon.
Maybe Drew Gulak interferes during this match. You know, Ronda's right about to tap out Charlotte. And because Ronda just attacked Drew, Drew's like, you know what? You attacked me at the contract signing. And he hits Ronda, you know, in the head with a chair or something.
But then what about Charlotte? Who also attacked him?
I know, but Ronda was the one who attacked him last. So he could be like, Charlotte, when you attacked me, it was to motivate me and make me better. But when Ronda attacked me, it was just rude. Maybe Drew starts managing Charlotte. Who the hell knows? But I will say this. Charlotte Flair wins that match. Next one. Final one. Drew McIntyre and Arya.
No, we never went over Edge. Seth Williams.
Oh, you mean Cody Rhodes versus Seth. That's right. Okay. All right, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. Let's go, quick.
Okay, wait, not quick. Because I do think Cody wins, Dan the libel, and then Cody goes after Roman.
Yeah, well, I mean, this match is happening very quick. We just saw it. It was great at WrestleMania. Without question.
But it's not the greatest match of all time. That was Edge versus Randy.
It was a great match. I agree with you. I think Cody's gonna win. Why would you have Cody lose, you know, this early on? I suppose you could have him lose and then you go Cody and Seth again, and then you have Cody win and he wins 2 out of 3. I suppose you could do that, but I don't think it's necessary. Next one, final one. Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro versus The Bloodline, Roman Reigns, and The Usos. And, of course, Paul Heyman is in the corner of The Bloodline. I don't know what happened to the tag team unification match, and I'm angry about that. The one thing that we had given WWE credit for is that they finally seem to be realizing that the brand split is not good for business in any way, shape, or form. Quite frankly, it makes both rosters look very shallow. It makes both rosters look kind of weak. And so the brand split is not good any longer for the WWE. And as a result, we thought, okay, Roman's unified those heavyweight belts. Great job. Now let's unify the tag team belts. They were beginning to go there. And next thing you know, they totally pulled the plug on it and have made this a 6-man tag team match. I had a great idea. Put all the championships on the line. Have Roman's championships on the line against Drew, and have the Usos championships on the line against RK-Bro. And vice versa, RK-Bro's championships are on the line against the Bloodline. So in other words, if Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro win, all three get championships. Drew gets the new, you know, world championships. RK-Bro get the SmackDown tag team. And if the Bloodline wins, they get all the championships. That would have been way more interesting, I think, in a six-man tag team format than just all of a sudden, hey, no championships are on the line. WWE, what are you doing? Seriously. Who makes these decisions?
Vince.
Does any single person in the WWE, do any of you nitwits have a spine to say, whoa, we just promised these people the unification championship. It got a good buzz. We've done it now on SmackDown and Raw for 2 or 3 weeks. And then next thing you know what? Nah, we don't feel like doing that anymore. You can't do that to your audience. It's insulting. Put up all the championships. Do it.
Make the announcement on WrestleMania Backlash.
Just that, yes.
On WrestleMania
Have the
Backlash.
Announcement made on the pre-show. Straight up at 7 o'clock. This just in. All the championships will be on the line. All right. Now, who do you like? That was my two cents. I had to get that out of the way.
By the way, the Usos and Reigns win because if Roman Reigns loses, then this would be Roman Reigns' first loss as a heel. That would never happen.
This is...
Roman and the Usos are obviously winning.
Honestly, I don't think that they needed to do this. Obviously, Vince McMahon panicked, thought RK-Bro versus the Usos wouldn't have been a good enough main event. Or maybe thought Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. I don't know.
They panicked.
There was no reason for this match. But again, I'm helping the WWE out. If you do something interesting and say, hey, yeah, it's still a six-man tag team, but now all the championships are up for grabs. Hey, okay. But in any event, I agree with you. The Bloodline wins. The Bloodline wins.
The Bloodline win.
I'm going to need some final thoughts.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to it, I want to talk about some Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kevin Owens at WrestleMania.
That is true. We never did review that WrestleMania. Give us your thoughts real quick on that Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kevin Owens segment at WrestleMania this year.
Well, more of a match, too.
And a match.
And the match was great. Stone Cold looked great.
That was the highlight of WrestleMania, I think. I think that was the best part of WrestleMania this year. For both nights.
Yeah. Well, night one was better. Oh, because also night one had Cody Rhodes coming back.
I love night one. I love both nights. But,
they need to stop doing two nights.
Whoa. Stanley Mack now. Taking on the WWE. All right. Whew, boy. Bringing the heat. Okay, listen, we're going to get out of here. Things just got testy at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. All right. Well, Stan, final thoughts on Backlash and what you're expecting. You expecting a good one or come on, talk to me here.
I'm expecting an awesome wrestling match.
All right. That's it. That will do it, ladies and germs, for the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. And we want to thank you. IWF, WWE, AEW, they're all going strong, baby. All going strong.
Sometimes they all.
They're all going strong.
They're all going
strong. Well, Stanley, enjoy Backlash tonight. I'm going to do the same. We'll enjoy Double or Nothing later on this month. We'll enjoy all of our clips and whatnot.
And
we want to thank you
preview.
All.
Potential preview.
And for tons of wrestling playlists and stuff like that, again, head on over to Eastside Dave TV on YouTube. Hey, that's Stanley Mack. I'm Eastside Dave. Good night, everybody. Enjoy Backlash.